And as we get wounded in our heroic enterprise, we'll try to make it back to the motherland, only to find that most fighting is there required. And the technological ocean of possibilities has thrown us back into a delta of very restricted channels. And if we really have to wait for others, that actual waiting ought to become our destination. And as the state itself becomes who subsidizes the culture, culture itself becomes the commodity of the state. And after trying out the technological distancing from our nature, the rest of our lives is devoted to reconnect to it. And potentially we could live through any sort of anxiety if we would only have the power not to hear about it. And staying true to our will to reconcile with nature also means to cut ties with anything that may bring us back to the epicenter of civilization. And so precious becomes our spiritual dedication that anything that tries to interfere with it becomes most corruptive. And only by fully pursuing our spirituality we can deliver a hope that no social institution can even hint at. And there are those who borrow notions, and those who contribute to notions, and those who create their own notions, and for these they become the most vulnerable. And the spiritual is where diversity melts together, while the political is where they clash against one another. And only in our remoteness we might be able to achieve the depth that can penetrate the constant buzz of electric media. And the most beautiful thing doesn't come from pursuing beauty, but from pursuing virtue alone. And our intelligence ought to grow out of the real world in order for it not to grow arrogant, but sensitive to it. And respect comes to lack when the possibility to demonstrate our courage dries up. For a small politician is essential to bark, while for a big politician is not so essential to growl. And what we generally think as good laws may in fact cover up very bad social mechanisms. And the higher the level of civilization, the more outrageous will be our living according to our own nature. And while before we had to disconnect from the natural reality in order to recollect our consciousness, so now that this reality is electrified, we can only seek to reconnect to nature. And we can only develop a sensibility for the new by placing our senses away from it enough to make it accessible. And whether we are blessed by fortune or not, the level in which we have to deal with our moods stays pretty much the same. And the key to our human spirituality is not to repress expectations, but to first channel them within us. And we can either choose to interconnect our soul as in the electric lights of a city, or seek to be a trembling flame in the remoteness of time and space. And our our spiritual journey into our human nature is equally walking backward in the very step we made to walk forward. And by being potentially one category or the other has the advantage of being able to make a holistic view of reality. And at the core is the development of a principle that keeps us straight in between two precipices that alternatively attract us. And the more the resources, the more the need to accelerate their processing, and the less we can humanly acquire from it. And we escape the island in which we feel stuck, only to get stuck in a smaller boat on the bigger ocean. And so proud we get to escalate our reputation within certain channels, not understanding that there will be nothing of it once these channels dries up. And not only it is a small patch of ground all we need to exercise our wisdom, but beyond this patch our wisdom may go astray. Only appreciate the elements we expose ourselves to only by switching among them after a considerable level of exposure. An academic discourse only has the capacity to complicate what our constant insight with reality simplifies. And as its generations go astray to keep a powerful estate or to uplift its classes while importing a new lower class. And we cannot side with any of the ideological oppositions, as in different states they can all become villains. And the empire begins as soon as the need for a servant is felt. And only with riddles spelled at the periphery of the empire will the empire collapse. And with its revolution, any ideology achieve its bodily objective, yet its spiritual one is always turned upside down. And we can become most happy if in our decadence we can nourish the very sprouts we have disseminated. As too much virtue may lead to a most vicious manifestation, is better never to put up too much assumptions. And if time is a human biggest luxury, it also requires no luxuries in order to be made productive. And in the end, it's not necessary to follow a certain virtue, but keep up being occupied, taking care of our nature. And even though we are willing to put up a stoic fight to gain more power, when we will gain it, we'll become more Epicureans. And the only meaningful advice is to hold on and trust that time will reward our will. And to live naturally, we either have to avoid all the social formalities or make them natural. And life should be in the place where we can live, but death ought to be in the place where we can fully rest. And we shouldn't whine over how much we used to have, but be happy on how much we can actually be. And the wisdom generally comes after an hazardous youth, the problem is our wanting to keep young, and it takes much artificial training to feel natural about our artificial lives, which with a minor crisis immediately feels unnatural. And only socially we ought to disappear, while in real life we ought to be a full living presence. And to be bored is to be incapable of perceiving any transformation and conceive knowledge through it. And the very fulfillment of human rights within a public entity creates a private sector with no rights. And while the new establishment will only rescue the container of the old, it is up to amateurs to rescue its sinking content. And we either serve the brain of the machine or serve its body, and in either cases we are servant unless we become the machine. And all ideologies are at work globally in different places, and when a place shift is, all others have to act accordingly. And the poetry we sing is a poetry of separation from our nature by the technology-driven regime. And we attack with an idea of openness, but later have to defend ourselves with a totally different idea of closeness. And it is not a matter of being pure, but a matter of keep pure, creating our own access to purity. And better the unlimited darkness than to be confined in the limited darkness of a shadow. And whether it shines on the highest tops or it is reflected in the lowest surfaces, the sublime is always transmitted to us. And leaving anything worldly aside, we come to reflect a nature that inevitably makes us one of its true sources.